It's almost like these findings were intentionally left out because it wouldn't have fit their entire narrative. Joining us now to discuss, host of Weber's Way, Jess Weber. Thanks so much for being with us. It's great to have you, Jess.
Thank you for having me, Allison. Great to be here.
So what do you make of the House Unselect Committee conveniently failing to address the fact that the FBI violated their own rules before the protests on January 6th? Are you at all surprised to discover this?
I'm not surprised at all. We all know what's going on with the FBI. I mean, it's clear as day to me is that they are, it seems like they're a little corrupt up at the top, okay?
Yeah.
And you got some good FBI agents doing their thing. And you got these small little group at top are just, you know, they don't care about the rules. This is what's really bad about the FBI too, is that you think that they were a great agency. You thought they were like perfect, you know, they would go by the book, but now it just seems very corrupt. And obviously we all know that this whole world is being ran by evil. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and it's abundantly clear time and time again. More evidence continues to surface that proves this point exactly. So why do you think it is that all of this is happening? I mean, is it utter incompetence, gross negligence, or nefarious intent, or perhaps all three? I mean, what do you think the ultimate goal is for these corrupt tyrants and three-letter agencies to continue on with what they're doing?
Well, they're trying to get away with something. I mean, they're trying to obviously, they knew everything about what happened during January 6th. They had the information. Why didn't they use it? They could have prevented that huge protest that happened. You know, they could have prevented people coming in. They knew. So why do they do it? Well, they can get away with it. And you know what? I think a lot of it has to do with the FBI is going woke. I think a lot of it. I think that they don't care. And they're getting away with it. And you got also, I think, the Biden administration is using them against the American people. You know, that's obvious. They're trying to lock up all the January 6ers. Or if you're a patriot, you know, they got to make us look bad. So if they make us look bad, they get more people guilty, you know, and then the average liberal is like, look, they are terrorists. If DeMaxis is terrorist, they put him in jail. He pleaded guilty. It's clear as day they were guilty. So the FBI is in on it. And they're weaponized. They're against the American people. It's not good, Allison.
It is not good at all. But what's interesting, Jess, is that you were actually present there in D.C. on the 6th. You were there conducting interviews for Weber's Way. And I think what was proved that day was that there were good all-American patriots just present there in support of the president and had the interest of saving the country, so to speak. What was your takeaway from that day after interviewing numerous people? What was the general overview and message that that inclined people to be present that day?
Well, a lot of people, you know, obviously were there to see Trump. They all felt the election was stolen. I mean, when you're getting shoved down your throat every day with this wokeness and how Joe Biden was so popular and there's only six people showing up at his rallies, it's just insane. I mean, think about it. Trump had everywhere he went, he had a crowd. OK, even if he went to another country, he had a crowd. OK, you're telling me Trump is unpopular. You're telling me that Biden is the most popular president ever. You got to be kidding me. These people were outraged. And, you know, there's a lot of people I talked to, you know, obviously they felt like it was stolen. Maybe they were writing tons of ballots or whatever or filling out things. You know, it's the Democrat cities, you know, once they have a city and they got that one corrupt leader running the show, they can fix it. So I'm really worried about 2024. That's for sure.
I am as well. You know, when they can steal one election, who knows what we have in store for the future. So scary stuff, definitely. But as far as the violence that happened that day, we've heard many different stories. Now, obviously, there are reports stating that the FBI was involved with this. There's also, people who have suspected BLM, Antifa infiltrated. Do you think it was a combination of people? Do you think that there were bad actors there? Can you share any insight with us about what you witnessed when things kind of started getting out of hand that day?
Well, I remember being around there and I remember seeing people undercover as a Trump supporter, but you knew they were Antifa. I was from LA at the time and I kind of recognized some of these people from Antifa that were dressed as a Trump supporter at the Capitol, which was really strange. I think a lot of it, you know, maybe the FBI were undercover trying to maybe investigate, but really, I think try to stir up things. This was an attack against us to make us look bad, to make Trump look bad, and make it look like Biden really did win. And we shouldn't bring in a president that, you know, try to take over the Capitol. It was too fishy. And that day was very, very, very strange. You know, being there, and it doesn't seem like us patriots would even do that, because I've been to many Trump rallies. We had a couple mega million marches in Washington, D.C. So it wasn't like that at all. It was very strange.
I agree, because I went to many of the rallies, too, leading up to the election, and it was all just wonderful people who came together. And it was just the most patriotic experience of my life. I thought it was all great people. And I think this video I have here further proves that. Of course, the media and the left-wing lunatics still refer to us as these violent insurrectionists, but we all know that's a farce. I want to play this clip of one man disproving the entire liberal January 6th narrative, and then we'll come back for comment.
There are trying to burn down our Capitol, and I did not come here for this. It ain't patriots up there anymore. If you go look, they look like Antifa. They don't look like me. They don't look like you guys. It is time. They are going to be hunting the families down, trying to go home now. They got us here after dark. I see a lot of women. I see a lot of kids. Get your families home. Get out of here.
So, Jess, what do you make of this? And why are videos like this still being suppressed? Shouldn't this be shown everywhere to disprove the entire narrative?
Hey, I'm shocked that it's on Twitter still.
I know.
That's interesting. There was a lot of stuff like that. I mean, that guy's not the only one that said kind of speeches like that, saying, hey, cops, what are you guys doing? They're taking over. You know, this is unheard of. Why are you doing this? I mean, there was another viral video that went out, but that got silenced. Yeah. You know, I thought there was going to be thousands of hours coming out from Tucker. I don't know what happened to that. I don't know. Where's that?
Well, that was going to be my next question for you. Where is the remaining 44,000 hours of footage? I mean, McCarthy promised us that. Shouldn't we be seeing that anytime soon? I mean, where is it?
It's a good question. And why didn't, if Tucker is the only one that got it, okay, this is the thing. If he's the only one that got it, obviously he has access to it and he could give it out to the rest of the media that needs it. I don't know why he's holding on to it. I don't know what's his little secret deal, but if he's a real true patriot, he should give it out.
Exactly. Where are you? Well, give I said from day one, they should have given the footage to all of the conservative outlets. So it's not just Fox that has it. People thought, oh, no, Tucker will do what's right, which I think he did. But we saw how that panned out. So let's get it out to OAN and we'll give you the truth. Jess, before you go, I have to ask, are you going to be tuning into our world exclusive interview with Jacob Angeli Chansley, a.k.a. the QAnon Shaman, this Friday?
Wow, you got that interview? Unbelievable.
I sure did. Yes, it's this Friday, May 26th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Wow, unbelievable. Yeah, I'll definitely be tuning in for that. I've interviewed him in Hollywood one time in his full gear, and then we had him on the steps too, which was interesting. The guy hasn't changed. The guy is harmless. I don't understand why he was arrested for 4 years or whatever. He's in house arrest right now, but the guy was harmless. We watched him, you know. We watched the secret videos that Tucker put out. I mean, he was followed by professional photographers, you know,
right,
like through the whole process. I don't know.
I think he's got a lot of interesting stuff to share, and we will be eagerly awaiting the interview. Jess, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for weighing in on all of this. We really appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Allison. See you later.